Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of
food. Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Hey, with the Miami Heat holding the 20th pick, fans can attend a draft party in person at the Kaseya Center on June 25th. The event will feature immersive activities including shots on the court, exclusive photo opportunities, and appearances by Heat legends, live entertainment from Heat talent, and more. If you guys want to RSVP, go to heat.com/draft. Party. Let's get to headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, choose your 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Finally, yesterday, we learned, no surprise, but at least I guess this drama is going to be put to bed. Aaron Rodgers is signing with the Steelers.
That'd be interesting.
He's back, Leroy. Your guy's back.
Yeah. And let me start by saying this. Okay? Because regardless of what I think, he is the best option for them. Okay? I'm going to start there. So I'm not going to disrespect that man's game. I'm not going to disrespect what he's done. I'm not going to disrespect what he can do. However, that team and that organization operates in a different way. One of the reasons why they've been able to sustain what they have is because how they operate. They've made some exceptions, and every time they've made an exception, that guy is now gone. So what I would say to the Steelers is, you got the best guy available. No doubt. No question. However, if you think he's going to be in there and be all about football, I got questions myself.
You right? Have to. Of course.
You have to.
Vlad, you wish him no success?
I wish to end him.
Oh, what?
First week?
Week one's the Jets, Leroy.
Will McDonald, Jermaine Johnson, Quinnen Williams. You know the objective.
Is the game in New York?
It's in New York.
Ooh. Now, I will say
Let's
this
bowl.
About every other place that Aaron Rodgers has been to. Okay? This team, unlike any of the other teams he's played for, this team will emphasize the run first. So that may take some of the pressure off of him.
It's the first team that he's going to.
Right.
That he doesn't have the cachet to wield, you know, to wield
to
any.
To throw the ball 40 times a game.
To wield any authority.
Right.
To wield any of that. Like, he's not, because he has a head coach who's won a Super Bowl, and he has, and this is a franchise that has a unbelievable history before Aaron even put Don the uniform.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So therefore,
it's one of those situations where Aaron Rodgers signs with the Pittsburgh Steelers. He got to get in.
Yeah. And apparently he's been in contact with Arthur Smith throughout the whole time. The only reason why this wasn't announced, everybody knew it. He couldn't sign until June 2nd because that's when the Jets were going to release him. But to me, that means he's been in contact with the Steelers and he knows the offense and what needs to be done and the whole nine. But
and he's going to get Jonnu Smith too.
Wait, is this really? Is this really happening?
I mean, I don't know that it's not happening. It seems like the last thing that we heard was that the talks between Jonnu and the Steelers were going better. It didn't seem like it was a foregone conclusion.
Can I tell you the one problem?
What's that?
The Pittsburgh Steelers are notorious for not paying guys.
They pay DK.
But it's an all-in year.
Yeah, everybody.
Right. No, I understand all that. I understand all that. But they are notorious for now paying guys.
They're doing that with TJ Watt right now.
So I mean,
if
you're going
to
trade
up
for a guy who has contract issues, then you're only going to bring him in if you're going to extend him.
TJ's going to go the same way his brother did.
Oh, dude, when that Watt body just can't hold the muscles anymore.
Yeah, oh, yeah. My goodness.
It goes. It goes, man.
There is nothing that breaks down like a Watt.
And, well.
A Bosa.
Yeah, what kind of a car is a Watt? It's like, oh, it was.
Wait. A Bosa and a what? Which of the jalopy do you want?
I take a Watt over a Bosa.
You take a Watt over a Bosa?
Yeah.
A 30-year-old.
Because the Bosas came into the league hurt.
A 30-year-old Watt is like that. You might as well be 40. Like that's
like a 2000 Mercedes.
Like you
You got a Mercedes. But it needs some work.
Yeah, you never changed the oil. You just went 300 miles an hour every time you went in there. And then by the time it's like, hey, there's no tread on these tires. You never fed the engine. It's like I did. It was just with super nitro gas, and I couldn't handle it anymore.
They're using like Fast and Furious 1 cars and everything like that. This is bad, but by the way, why are the Dolphins going to let Jonnu Smith go? And don't BS us by saying that this is not a rebuild.
Because they don't want to pay him.
No,
I get that. But if you're not going to pay him and you're letting go some of your best players and some of your vets and free agents that...
The whole problem with the Dolphins is they paid guys to keep them happy. They didn't pay guys that were actually contributing.
Yeah, I don't think like it's interesting because it doesn't feel like a rebuild. It's definitely like a palate cleansing. We gotta fix the mistakes because our first attempt at this did not go well. It fell short. So
but don't you think the mistakes that you're trying to cut are not the mistakes? They're actually the answers. Like
that's my problem.
I'm letting Jonnu Smith go when he was listen, I said this on the weekend with Dan. Last year, if you look at this team, the guys that you can speak very highly of last season were Calais Campbell, Jonnu Smith, Zach Sealer.
Yep.
And that's pretty much it, maybe.
Yeah, but the thing is, Vlad, the one thing that's different with Jonnu, and this is where I kind of get it for the Dolphins, I don't like it, but I get it, is they're already paying two guys like their top five receivers in the league. And so they just had their worst offensive season, and yet Janu broke
he was
records
your
and
number
he was,
one
I understand,
option.
But that's not what the plan is. Like the plan here, is you gotta you like it's Cheetah and Waddle have to be some of the best receivers in the league, and you've already invested in
and
that.
And guess what, Tobin, Leroy? That only happens when number one is the quarterback. But you know what? You could have thrown Skylar Thompson. You could have thrown Tim Boyle. You could have thrown Snoop Huntley. You could have had Tua start. Guess who was catching any pass anybody was throwing who was ever under center for the Dolphins? Jonnu Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the problem, okay, is – they're paying so many guys to make them happy that now they can't pay the guys that are actually contributing. And what I would say about Jonnu Smith is without Jonnu Smith, it makes it tougher on Tyreek and Jalen Waddle. It makes it tougher because now you got to send one of those guys through the middle of the field. When Jonnu Smith was in the middle of the field, you can have your fast guys going deep, deep crosses, stuff like that. So it actually creates more space for those guys to be successful. And so what ended up happening as the season went on is that if you notice, in the beginning of the season, Jonnu Smith was kind of like an outlet. He was like almost like the check down guy, the 1-2 third option. As the season went on, they started incorporating him more in the offense, and he became a weapon. And so what should have happened was, while teams are focusing on Jonnu, then Jalen and Tyreek should have been killing you. And it wasn't happening for whatever reason.
Yeah, but I think
if you get rid of Jonnu Smith, then that's going to hurt Tyreek and Jalen.
Okay, but here's the counterpoint to that, Leroy, would be they've already had two superior seasons without him. And I would say
defense adjust.
Yeah, but did the defense adjust or did the running game suck? Like, that's the question.
That too. That also is, if I would say, here, if I would list the number one issue for the offense, right? Every team they played did one thing. They knew you weren't going to run inside. So they would look at the flow of the offensive line and the running back, and they would run as many guys as they could out there. Now, one or two things have to happen. Your running back has to have the ability to set that up and then cut it inside, thus keeping the defense, you know, honest. When you know that running back can run anywhere, it keeps them honest. Or you got to start running stuff off tackle. And when you run off tackle, the running back still has the ability to go outside, but becomes a read and not a play. And the other thing is, you got to have more physical runs. Stop trapping and pulling and whatever. There's going to be a point in time where you just got to line up and beat the hell out of the guy across from you. This team does not do it. They have not done it. And if they don't change that, it doesn't matter who's catching the ball or who's running the ball. Defenses have figured out that outside zone. So what are your adjustments offensively? First of all, you need to be tougher. Because you can't end games. You can't get first downs on 3rd and 1. It's borderline sickening.
You're making Leroy sick, Dolphins.
It's just great. Wait.
Are they making him more blue?
Vlad. This dude has known me for years. And when I watch a football game, what is my biggest issue with offensive football?
When it's soft.
Oh, and they don't run.
3rd and 1.
3rd and 1. 4th
and
run.
Oh, and he passed.
And he loves. No,
and they can't.
And
he,
but he can't get the 1 yard.
Up a yard.
And he loves a 2nd and 7. He loves a second.
There's not. Well, you know what? When your team is in 2nd and 13 all the time, that's a 6 yard gain.
It's a fair point. That's math.
So it ain't that bad being in 2nd and 7 versus the Dolphins being 2nd and 13, 2nd and 11, 2nd and 14. all the damn time.
I literally, it's changed my football life. Every time I watch a game now, Vlad, and it's 2nd and 7, I just go, Leroy's happy.
Oh, I mean, it's better than 2nd and 13. Yeah, hey, I can say so. Yeah,
it's 2nd and 5, I don't care. If it's 2nd and 6, I don't care. 2nd and 7.
Let me ask you a question. What's 3 times 4?
12.
12.
First down!
Oh, so yeah, Leroy is definitely 3.5 yards in the clouds of dust. That's going to get you a first down.
I wasn't.
Look at Charles Davis in trouble.
But here's what I learned, okay? What separates you from any other running back is not the 60-yard runs, right? Those are few and far between. It is the ability to make a 2-yard gain, a 4-yard gain, a 5-yard gain, a 15-yard gain, and things of that nature, okay? That means that when it's 3rd and 1 or 4th and 1, I don't give a crap what's happening in front of you. You can go get a yard. That's what separates you from other running backs. And I've seen too many times in this backfield, whether it's the play calling, the blocking, or the running, where they run that little sweep on 3rd and 1 and there's contact 3 yards deep in the backfield. That's not football.
We'll take a break here on the show. You guys can get us on the chat, Miami 560 WQAM. We're back with more after this.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. We'll tickle Leroy's fancy coming on up. But first, get a weather update, Leroy, from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultation 24-7. Call them at 866-954-MORE.
By the way, after reviewing the tape and listening to the commercial, another 27 times.
Yep.
Because it plays 7 times an hour.
Which one? Mommy, I'm home?
DeMesmin and Dover.
Oh, okay.
It is 3 yes.
So it goes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
DeMesmin and Dover.
Top radio jingle right now, I'd say. number one in the power rankings.
All right, we got a little sun today.
Oh!
Doesn't look like it's going to be as bad as it's been the last few days. But it is partly to mostly cloudy. Winds are got to be right around 15 miles an hour coming out of the south, southeast. And I would say it's probably right around 85, 90 degrees. But again, it's
wait, did you say the wind is 15 miles per hour?
Yeah.
Really?
If it's 88 degrees and the wind is blowing at 15 miles an hour, then it's a weird day. Don't you think? If it's 85, 90, it's not blowing 15, buddy.
My trees are doing the fat joke.
Okay.
Lean back.
Lean back.
Let's see. Over here, all the trees are.
All right. Well, that might be over there in Davie. In Miami, it's 85 degrees. It feels like it's 88 degrees. The humidity is at 73%. And the wind is blowing at 7 miles per hour south-southeast.
7?
Yes.
Huh. My trees just looked at me and said, stop lying.
Gust of 10 miles per hour.
Nah, it's a little. Well, I will say this. This time of year, when it gets hot like this, for some reason, the wind does not blow.
Of course not.
Mm.
But I was looking at my trees and trying to get a feel for it. And they're moving at a nice little clip. But if Vlad says that's only 7 miles an hour, I'm going to just go out there and tell my trees stop being soft.
Wow.
Damn.
Call man up, big tree.
Telling nature, man up.
Yeah.
It's got its roots all there. Thought it was going to have a peaceful day.
They're on the ground. Look, the tree's flapping around like Joel Embiid out there. The winds ain't blowing like that.
Damn, that's messed up. Poor Joel Embiid catching
it. Flopping like a fish. Flopping like a fish, dude.
Yeah.
Jeez.
That's what we got going on. Cats back at it tonight. Of course, you can hear that game right here on 560 WQAM. 8 o'clock is your puck drop tonight from Edmonton. Well, you said no, it's not. Like, it's going to be like, what, 8:15?
8:20.
8 o'clock.
It's 8:20.
They got some pop and circumstance.
Go from the studio.
It's 8:20.
To Edmonton, and then they go both national anthems, and then
8:20. 8:20 puck drop. Is it 8:20 puck drop? I'm doing the game.
See,
I know.
Here's the problem. Don't mess with me, because if I get all ready and get in that jacuzzi at 8 o'clock.
Get in the
and
jacuzzi.
Then I got 20 minutes
no,
of no game.
Leroy, 8:15. Get in the jacuzzi at 8:15.
Or
puck
pool.
Drops at 8:20.
Yeah, or pool. Whatever you're going to, just make your choice.
I will give you that if you did get in at 8 p.m. and you didn't know that the puck dropped at 8:20, okay. But that might be 20 minutes of dehydration that might have not needed to be there. Cool.
Yeah.
But now you know from your mistakes of game one.
Oh, no.
And you are better prepared for game two.
I don't start cooking rabbit until the puck is on ice.
What does puck got to do with this?
You know, to say, you don't remember that commercial? And what you cooking, Doc?
That's what I'm saying. What does Bugs got to do with this? What does Bugs got to do with game two?
He's sitting in the tub. He's sitting in that pot like it's a hot tub.
Nuts, dude.
This is why he gets dehydrated. He's probably watching Bugs Bunny cartoons during commercial breaks.
I mean, he probably. I mean, every once in a while, he does get stuck on the vortex.
Oh yeah,
that definitely is. Like, you ever see him get lost in on a social media? He's like, he's just chuckling to himself, and I can do nothing about it.
Oh yeah. Hey, let me tell you something. I get caught up in Instagram watching little videos. Oh my goodness.
Jay Fix said, Leroy, just pull a Pat Riley.
Bugs Bunny.
Pat Riley promised me they're not going to run it back by the strangest method ever, where he's like, what's that commercial?
Oh, that was his way of saying they're not running it back?
That's what he
By ribbiting?
By ribbiting. We're not going to run it back. Ribbit. And he's like, I was like, what? That's where you were
that
going?
That was code
with?
For something, maybe.
That's where you were going.
Yeah,
with,
run
huh?
it back. That's what he meant. Run it back. We're not going to run it back.
We're going to rip it. When you think he's saying rip it, He means run it back. That's what it is.
So, Vlad.
We're not going to run it back. DeMar DeRozan on the way.
Let me ask you as a Knicks fan, because I didn't know how to treat your fans, whether to call them ingrates or whatever. What's your feelings on Tibbs getting fired?
It's tough. I'm torn.
Right.
Because, like, I answered a couple people in the
Chat. Well, is the four piece or the against piece bigger?
I was more for against firing him than I was for firing him. But when you get, there's a lot of pros and there's a lot of cons, it might be just time to let him go. Because here's the thing, guys like Tibbs have an expiration date. It's like your boy Harbaugh. They can set up a franchise. I love how Leroy asked a question, but, you know, has to take a big phone call.
Something must have happened.
Yeah, something had to happen.
I bet the dogs are out. I bet the dogs got loose.
You happy with the success? Like, the last three seasons, he's improved his franchise to the point where they haven't been in the last 25 years. But there are things about him that he has a shelf life. Those type of coaches.
Wears thin on people. He
wears thin. Harbaugh, like Buck Showalter, like those guys, they can set up a franchise. They can get you close to the mountaintop, but they can't get you over
the mountaintop. And the thing with him is he usually can get like one guy to buy in, like a Jimmy Butler or a Jalen Brunson, but he can't get everybody to buy in.
That was the thing. He can always get the superstar to buy in, but he had the superstar's assistant coach, but then everybody's looking at the superstar like, the thing with the Knicks, Tip's supposed to be a defensive coach, and defensively they weren't that good this year.
Yeah.
So.
And you invested a lot in those wings to be good at defense.
You invested a lot in those wings, but then that's the flip. If I want to give Tibbs, give him credit and shoot him some bail. A lot of the players that you did develop, you used in trades to get the big name players.
Yep.
So when you use your players, you're using your depth in order to get a big name. You're limiting yourself. You're limiting your roster. And that happened. But we beat Boston. We got to the Eastern Conference Finals. But here's the problem. 3 years in a row, things have fallen in your favor where you've had home court and you've lost. We lost to you guys in 23.
Yep.
When you guys upset Milwaukee, I believe, right?
Yeah, Jimmy got hurt in the second game. You guys got to steal that one.
And then
you guys weren't winning that series.
But that was a six-game series, but we had home court.
Yeah.
But fine, cool, whatever, right?
You weren't winning that
series. All right. We didn't. Last year, we were a MASH unit.
Mm-hmm.
But we had Game 7 in the Garden. This year, we weren't hurt, and you lost to the Pacers again. When Rick Carlisle's beating you, and Rick Carlisle's a hell of a coach, and he's showing that in this playoffs, but I think the management decided that, no, we should have beaten the Pacers. We were a better team than the Pacers. And the last part, Dolan started sticking his nose into things.
Dolan, and then, you know, it seemed like there was some infighting with Wild Wild West and all that type of stuff. And I think that is the one thing with the Heat, because they're playing at a different game when it comes to consistency. The continuity is like, and I don't even think Riley and Spo necessarily see eye to eye all the time. And I think Riley kind of called Spo out by the end of the season. But man, you never hear it. Like, it's never a thing where like that becomes a public piece of drama. Like, they always put that united front up with one another. But I just don't, like, my thing with the Knicks is like, who do you think is going to be an obvious better hire? And I guess
That's my problem.
Yeah.
Like, the only thing is, really, the best hire for the Knicks, as crazy, it's not crazy, but the best hire for the Knicks is for the Knicks to try to get Jason Kidd out of
Which is, the word is they're going to ask permission for that.
Because he's coached in that market. He's actually played for the Knicks. He poached Brunson. He coached the craziness that people think is going to be involved, that I don't think, but that's why if the Pacers win the NBA Finals, I think a lot of things that people think are going to happen in the summer aren't mm-hmm. going to happen. I think
people keep saying this is going to be a crazy summer, and it's funny, like, following all this stuff, like, I don't necessarily know, like, obviously the Giannis thing is the biggest
Giannis thing and KD are the two biggest names,
but like, it's not surprising. We know they're going to go somewhere,
right? But what if you see Indy when you, like, if Indy can win with this, why can't I just keep my guy and just add other pieces around my guy?
Well, like, from whose perspective are you saying? You're talking about Milwaukee. With the Bucks?
Milwaukee. Phoenix is nasty because the thing with Phoenix is done.
This is what's tough with Milwaukee, and I understand why they may think that, is they just don't have anybody around him. Like, Brooke Lopez is 100 years old, and Damian Lillard's taking up your salary cap $60 million with a blown Achilles.
Well, Brooke is a free agent, so he's gone.
Yeah, he probably is gone. But even if you brought him back, Bobby Portis, and Kyle Kuzma, like, what's the move that they can make? You'd have to attach draft capital to probably, like, get somebody decent. Like, unless you were going to do something like trade for Bradley Beal, like, go that route and bring him in to be your, like, Dame Light.
I would holler at Milwaukee. I would holler at Boston and try to get Drew back.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. He's making a lot of dough. But I don't know. I because I'm skeptical that Giannis gets traded too. I don't know. He just doesn't seem like he's that gung-ho on leaving. It's just like on the vibes you get on social media. And I think those things are kind of easy to pick up. Like, the same thing was happening with Zion. And I was like, look at the Zion. I was like, well, he's like wishing Joe Dumars a happy birthday. I don't think he's going anywhere.
And remember when I asked you, what was the first thing after the draft? What was the first thing I told you after the draft? What was Zion?
Well, that was apparently, and Joe Dumars went on the record this week, and he said, he's like, yeah, I want him to start acting like the face of a franchise.
And I'm like, yeah, you're not putting somebody you're about to trade. You're not going to send him up there to be the representation of you in the lottery. So I'm like, yeah, the Zion rumors, they're probably dying down. We don't know what's going on with Ja, because they have a decision to make between Jaren Jackson and giving him an extension.
Right.
Lucky he didn't make any All-NBA, or they would have had to give him like $250 million. So the only guy that seems to be available right now that we know clearly is Kevin Durant. And Phoenix now, rumor has it, have lowered their asking price.
Yeah, that's been. I guess there's been several reports on that. Like, if you believe what's going on out of there, that they didn't even really start trade talks until this week, just because they didn't have a GM and a head coach aligned yet, which basically was no surprise. They were going all Michigan State guys. And now they're at a spot where they'll start doing the trade talks. And there's even some rumors about like what they want. Well, are you good, dude? Everybody good?
No.
Thought the dogs got loose.
No, so I had to I have to go see the doctor about my shoulder.
Oh.
And I called and left a message. And you know how doctor's offices are.
Oh, I do.
They'll call you to make that required phone call, and then you won't hear from them for a month. So I saw that it was the doctor's office.
You popped
and
up.
I'm like, let me go ahead on and get this so I can, you know, give her what I need so I can get this appointment.
Gotcha.
And so I just had to – and then – for some reason, you try to explain to them what you do.
They don't listen.
And they don't listen. They just keep going on with their day. And she goes, hey, let me see if the insurance card runs through. You got a minute? I'm like, no, I told you I was on the air.
What does that mean?
Oh, sorry. You mean now?
No. I mean,
right.
Ahora.
I don't think you know what on the air means.
Right.
Take a break. We'll tickle Leroy's fancy next.
Yeah.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Ah! It is time, ladies and gentlemen, to Tickle Leroy's Fun Zone.
Let's do it.
Go around the weekend slate. We'll see what interests our boy here tonight. But starting with this afternoon, at 1:10, Marlins Rays.
Hey,
what's it? What's the home, baby?
Glad. I hate when this dude get my weekend off on a terrible note.
Wait a minute. Right? Okay. It's an interstate rivalry.
Yep. The Bendix Bowl.
It's 1 p.m. You can't be. You always love sports. This is one of the things. This is what I love about sports. It can be played at any time.
Yeah.
Okay. I just pulled a Leroy about it. This is what I love about sports.
You know what? You got a better chance of getting me to go see a FAU-FIU football game than watching these two play baseball.
All right.
Damn. So it's fancy. I guess his fancy is not tickled.
Not tickled.
Yeah. No, Vlad, I'm not mad.
Fancy not tickled.
I'm mad because he knew my fancy was going to be tickled, and he threw it out there.
But it's still a sporting event, Leroy.
Love
like
sports.
It's you love sports.
Man, I love
this
sports.
Is what you love
I
about love, sports.
I love sports. But there ain't nothing in this baseball game that could happen that I would call you, that I would come back on Monday and say, oh, my game ball got to go to so-and-so.
All right.
You know what baseball's missing?
What's that?
They need to have that, like, the ladies that used to come out and just start kissing, like, the players out of nowhere back in the 80s.
Oh, that big boob lady?
I mean, yeah. I'm happy you said it, not me, but yeah.
She used to bounce out there and just go hug the pitcher. Well, right now, by the time she got to the first baseline, she'd get clotheslined.
I've never seen bases
People don't
run.
That no more.
I've never seen bases run like that before. But yeah, they need to bring that back.
Hey, they'll get right before she get to the first baseline, right?
Mm-hmm.
She'd get cleaned out.
Tonight, Leroy.
Yeah.
Finally, after all the talk and all the chatter, Michael Beasley and Lance Stephenson play basketball one-on-one for $100,000. Tickle your fancy?
Is it on TV?
It's on pay-per-view, $19.99.
I'll give you a screen.
No!
What? Why?
I didn't want to watch them play when it was free.
Fancy, not tickled.
All right, let me ask you this.
Kyrie Irving's on the call.
I like Kyrie.
Uncle Drew. Let me ask you this.
He's almost Aaron Rodgers, but and about 3 years ago, he got some get right. Right?
First of all, I am still in awe of the way, ever since Leroy's changed his beard blue, how he just matches his fit.
It's been amazing.
The shirt and the shirt, beard, and white t-shirt combo is unbelievable. This is straight eye from the straight guy.
Calm your ass down.
I mean, I'm just looking at it. Look at it. Like, dude.
Wait. My wardrobe is 90% blue.
Well, your beard with the grays and the blue.
It's coming back. Look,
let me
get longer.
All right, so let me just let's say it was free. Would you be tickled?
Yes. Oh, so it's the $20 that you're upset at.
Yeah.
But you would rather. All right, let me ask you this: you would rather watch this than the 1 o'clock Marlins Rays game, right?
Yes.
What if you had to pay the $20? Free Marlins or Michael Beasley versus Lance Stephenson? You got to pay.
If I had to choose one of the other,
Can you get closer to this?
Free Marlins screen? Game.
Oh, there we go.
Free Marlins game or $20, but that's the only two choices I have for sports.
That's the only choice for today.
No Stanley Cup, no nothing.
I'd pay the $20.
Okay.
So your fancy is tickled.
Michael Beasley legitimately looks like he is taking the, he's taking this so serious. He's the king of one-on-one. This is what he claims.
I mean, yeah, he beat LeBron.
And not only that, these two are teammates coming up in the Big Three League, which he's not happy about, apparently.
See, I got a rep for Lance because he's from Brooklyn.
Mm.
But I love Beasley, though.
I love Michael Beasley.
Hey, he is the greatest basketball player to play before his time, right? Meaning that if he had come out 3 or 4 years ago, we would be looking at him like a unicorn, right? With his length and his scoring ability and his ability to just get buckets.
Love Michael Beasley.
He came out with a time where everybody said, we don't care about your scoring. You need to play some defense.
Well, that someone was Eric Spoelstra.
I ain't calling nobody out, but we know.
Tonight, 8 o'clock, game 2 of the Stanley Cup Final, Leroy.
Where will you be, Leroy?
Panthers, Oilers.
Hey.
Where will you be, Leroy?
As soon as I get done with the show, I'm going to go get my ice. I'm going to get some more electrolytes.
Yes.
And
liquor.
It's going to be on.
Wow. It is on. So your fancy's tickled?
Yeah.
All right.
What are you talking about?
My fancy is tickled.
Tomorrow morning, Leroy.
Tomorrow morning?
Yeah, tomorrow morning.
9 a.m.
Breakfast.
Nope.
You don't say nope. You might. I may pull you back
I'm
in.
I'm gonna be golfing.
All right, put it on your phone. I don't
I
know.
Bet you he's gonna say no, and he's gonna regret.
He's gonna regret
no.
it. He's Watch. Gonna regret it.
Okay. Let's go. Let's
From
go.
Roland Garros, the Women's French ooh, Open Championship.
immediately, he said, "Ooh,
Coco Gauff,
Arena Sabalenka, and Coco Gauff."
Arena Sabalenka.
Hey.
Yeah.
Her mouth is too big for her face.
See,
but
you see, look what she is. Dude, why do you yo?
He's always got a thing,
Leroy. Why do you? Why, bro? Why?
Tickle your fancy? Have I pulled you back?
Yeah, it does. I might have to.
Is tickled.
Now that you mentioned it, yeah, I might have to take a little looky loo.
Are you definitely taking a looky loo?
He's taking a looky loo. Yeah. Big loos like you.
He's on meds too.
Point for Lou.
Big Lou is on meds and been married about 8 times. Because you know the different commercial?
Tomorrow night at 10 o'clock from Newark, New Jersey.
Oh, it's in Jersey.
UFC 316, Merab Dvalishvili defends it's his amazing. Bantamweight championship against Sugar Sean O'Malley.
It's amazing how you don't butcher any of those names up, but you can butcher any name in any other sport.
That's true.
It happens like that. I can spell Antetokounmpo and Krzyzewski, but you ask me to spell regular words? I may have some problems.
Tickle your fancy?
Yeah.
What?
He's my fancy is tickled.
We were just talking about this during the break.
My fancy is tickled. We know how this goes, though. Vlad, my DirecTV bill filled with $100 purchases, $70 purchases
that I
fell asleep for.
And
that's why when he tells me I want to see the fight, but I have to wait until the last minute because I bought fights early and almost forgot that I purchased them.
Yeah, so, this has two championship fights too, which is always, that always can make it go later.
Yeah, because they do the big break in between the first and second one.
Lopsided odds though for UFC main and co-main because you got Sugar Sean is +220, Merab is -295, and then the co-main Juliana Pena defending about she is +460 against Kayla Harrison, who's -750.
Wait, who's the champ?
Juliana. Kayla's going for the belts.
She's the favorite?
Yeah, because, well, this is her first chance at the UFC belt. She was in PFL.
She was kicking ass in PFL?
Yeah.
Oh, so she might be the better all-around fighter.
So what do you think?
Fighter?
You think that she...
I would put money.
I think Kayla Harrison's gonna. I mean, if I had to bet, I'm gonna guess Kayla Harrison wins.
I'm putting money on the champ. If the champ is getting odds, I'm gonna put money on her. That's crazy.
+400 for the champ.
Yeah, like that's you saying that this girl from another league is really
that's crazy.
Really good.
I mean, Kayla Harrison's a tank, dude.
But Pena always gets doubted on, and she always upsets people, bro.
She did it one time against Amanda. It was the weirdest night of our lives.
Have we seen Amanda since?
Yeah, she came back and whooped the bleep out of her.
And then after that?
And then I think she did one more fight
and then she's just like, I'm out. All right.
She's coming back, though. She's the big thing. She went. I think Amanda's going to come back and fight the winner no matter what because her and Juliana have a grudge match.
Oh, they're 1-1.
Trilogy,
right?
1-1.
Yeah.
But. The Kayla Harrison Pena,
that's the big
getting one. Nunes out of retirement to fight Kayla Harrison.
That's a dream fight.
Both used to be at ATT. Amanda left ATT. There's a little drama there. That's legit. We were talking about women's MMA during the break, and I'm like, it's a little right now.
Yeah, we're talking, yeah.
That's a revamper. That's a revamper to get the GOAT out of retirement to fight Kayla Harrison. That's a dream matchup if we could get that one.
So that would put some juice.
I can't think of another time where a contender was favored that much over the champ. Even Tyson.
I'd have to reach out to somebody who knows. Like, when's the last time the odds have been like that for a challenger? I'm sure it's happened, but I don't know. I don't know the last time. And finally, Sunday, Leroy, game 2, NBA Finals, 8 o'clock. Yeah. Take your fancy.
Did you say 3 o'clock?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
It's early on Sunday.
So I would say I'm absolutely.
My fancy is tickled.
I'm all in.
I think this series is going to give people more than what they think they're going to get. Right? Like a lot of people just kind of disregarded it because OKC was such a big favorite. And I would say that more people might watch the second game then watch the first game because Indiana won.
That is Tickle My Fancy. We'll take a break, get you caught up with your headlines. Back after this.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.